Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Live 13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now with Austin Price, Chris Bryan. Do hope you're having a great Monday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. As Channel 3 was just talking about naming the dog contest over at, for the Blue Wahoos, Catherine Daniel will be training that dog,
right?
As a service dog. And I see the list of the names come down there. My suggestion would be Dog, D-A-W-G.
Yeah, Dog the dog.
Come here, dog.
maybe if you lived on like an isolated prairie, you know, and it was just you and the dog, maybe then. Come here, dog. Yeah. Come on. maybe.
You think a dog would get a complex by just, you know, that?
Yeah, I'm the dog.
I'm the man here. Hey, listen, the market's kind of active today. Austin ended up mixed amid gains for big oil and gas stocks. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed to kick off the new trading week. Bond yields spike, putting pressure on tech and small caps. However, the Dow rose, boosted by financials and energy. Strong jobs data last week is concerning investors that the Fed will scale back on slashing interest rates this year. Tech stocks were the worst performers, while healthcare and energy gained, and shares of Nvidia fell 2% after the U.S. government said it would further restrict artificial intelligence chip and technology exports. The Dow winners today: United Health Group, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners: Apple, Nvidia, and IBM. The Dow rising 359 points. The Nasdaq lower by 74. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. It was a pretty eventful 4 o'clock hour, and it doesn't look like the fun's going to slow down anytime soon here. We do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, so be on the lookout for that. Also on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess, and as you continue northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've got some issues there. Traveling southbound on Mobile Highway, we do have an accident report that's been causing issues. That's if you're approaching Blue Angel Parkway. And it looks like congestion is actually now in both the north and southbound lane, so be on the lookout for that. And we have very severe backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. That's pushing you back to the Mariester area because of an accident reported in that area. As for the weather, we're sitting at 50 degrees right now, a low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 55, low of 41.
Okay, less than a week away from early voting in the Republican primary for the upcoming special election. Scambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender.
So early voting's this Saturday till the following Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and we're only hosting it at 7 locations. You know, it's going to be very similar to the Triple P that we had in March.
Okay, Santa Rosa County voting runs basically the same days. Hours just a little bit different from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have two locations in Milton and in Gulf Breeze. And we were talking about the Wahoos and the dog program.
Yes.
Just got a text here from one of the guys over at the Wahoos. Well, it's officially called the Canine Companions Influencer Puppy.
Mm. Quite a title.
It's the dog. Over the state.
I mean, man, that title sounds more important than what you and I have around here.
I mean, to tell you all these long titles.
Yeah, VIP, apparently.
Just the dog over at the Wahoo Stadium. As for Catherine and the dog.
Yes, yeah, Catherine and dog. All right, here nationally, or internationally, rather, President Biden, looking back on his presidency's work in foreign policy, he says that an Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal is finally on the horizon. He said he's working with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, Egyptian President El-Sisi, and the Emir of Qatar to seal the agreement. On Russia's war in Ukraine, Biden added, there's more to do, saying the U.S. has delivered aid and garnered 50 nation support to assist Ukraine. The president also touted his work to free Americans detained abroad, noting the White House has brought home more than 75 in processes that involved multiple nations and complex negotiations.
517 News Radio 92.3. Are you getting the feeling that Melania Trump is going to be a little more active than she was the first time around?
Maybe. Writing the book and everything?
Well, not just that, but just her overall attitude about getting there out there. I'll give you an example. Of course, we're talking about the incoming first lady.
Yeah.
She was interviewed on Fox and Friends and gave a sneak peek at what her first 100 days back at the White House will actually look like, saying she plans to focus on some of her priorities and filling out members of her team's roster.
I will not rush into that. I will see when I'm in the White House and what it's needed. I don't want to hire too many people on my team and spending too much taxpayer money. I want to make sure that every position, they are talented, they have merit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to her, we could just be, as you said, she's getting a bit more vocal. I remember her doing an interview just months ago was like big news.
Oh, absolutely. Or the thing that really touched me was when President-elect Trump and Melania showed up at the Jimmy Carter funeral.
Yeah, they were both there together, and I don't know. She's getting out there more. She's talking more. She's sharing more of her thoughts, whether it be through paper or through interviews like this. I mean, so she's definitely putting herself out there more.
I absolutely feel that way as well.
So good for her. All righty, just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some state headlines going off for you, including some stuff regarding Florida's attorney general perhaps becoming its next senator. We got details on that thought and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's strength for life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Leadership Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday morning at 10:30. Leadership Pensacola's project for 2025 is to help Family Promise of Escambia County remodel a local church-owned home and help Family Promise assist temporary displaced families. Join Leadership Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Yeah, Steve Miller Band, Bob Seger, and those type genre of artists that time of year, they all sound good. I don't care what you throw out there, but that was Steve Miller, I believe.
Wasn't yes, it was.
Good stuff. Haven't heard that in quite a while. We were talking about the weather, the winds out in Southern California. Not good news for those folks. The winds in Santa Ana's they projected them to start later on this evening. Looks like they've already picked up 60 miles per hour now in SoCal. Firefighters continue to struggle to put out the LA fires. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Extreme fire danger to start off the week over Southern California, with dry weather, gusty winds threatening to spark and or spread ongoing wildfires. Not good news for crews who continue to battle several out-of-control fires threatening populated neighborhoods. We have another particularly dangerous situation red flag warning for Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles counties. Meanwhile, lake effect snow piling up this week, downwind of Erie and Ontario, and next week we will have the coldest air so far, spreading as far south as the Gulf Coast states. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
You see, she's talking about that weather moving in Sunday night.
Yep.
And into a frigid, cold Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade. Yo! Yipe!
All right. Hey, let me tell you something, Chris. It's 5:25. We're just in time for traffic and weather together. Yeah. Looking at the roads here, I've got some good news and bad news. What do you want to hear first?
Give me the bad news. Why not?
All right. The bad news
is... Lend it on a good note.
The bad news is we've had several accidents being reported throughout this evening. The good news is it looks like at least one of them, where the congestion was taking place, is starting to die down, and that's on Mobile Highway traveling southbound towards Blue Angel. That congestion has seemingly made good progress in clearing out. Still have some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, you got to wave of congestion there. Then you're going to hit another wave of it as you're approaching Detroit Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Palafox Street and Burgess Road, one of our worst looking intersections right now. Palafox, especially if you're traveling northbound passing Burgess. And then this is where we still have an accident giving us trouble. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing the Hurlburt Field area, you are going to be backed up closer to the Mary Esther area, so it's pretty severe at this time. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 50 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 55, low of 41. It's going to be cloudy, but no rain.
Do you remember Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Yes, I do.
Can you say patience?
that just sent a chill down my spine the way you said that. Patience. Can you say patience?
Yeah, okay, 5 days and counting. And I'm talking about the traffic out there. Early voting begins Saturday with the special primary elections being held on Tuesday, the 28th. The special general election is scheduled on Tuesday. April the 1st. This is no joke. The number of early voting sites in Escambia County been reduced from 10 to 7 for the special primary election. No early voting sites will be offered in Century, the University of West Florida, or in Brownsville.
Really?
Yep. Accelerated happenings in Washington. That's the best way I can frame this story for you. Special Counsel Jack Smith resigning from his position last week. This actually means he'll no longer oversee the election interference and classified documents investigations against President Trump. David Spunt is all over this story for us today.
After a two-year high-profile investigation, Jack Smith left the Department of Justice on Friday, not with any grand fanfare, but just mentioned in a footnote of a court filing that came out on the public docket on Saturday. I want to read it to you. It just says the special counsel completed his work and submitted his final confidential report on January 7th and separated from the department on January 10th. As for Smith's report, it's separated into two volumes. Volume 1 is his report on Trump's alleged 2020 election interference. Volume 2 is a report on Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents taken to Mar-a-Lago.
All righty. And, you know, I hinted at this before the break because this is a pretty hefty situation going on as well. Florida's attorney general could become its next senator. Washington Post reported yesterday Governor Ron DeSantis is leaning toward naming Ashley Moody to replace Senator Marco Rubio. President-elect Trump has nominated Rubio to be Secretary of State, so that explains why the replacement is needed. The Post reports DeSantis has not made a decision, though, and if he does choose Moody, the Post says the person to replace her as Attorney General could be DeSantis' Chief of Staff, James Uthmeyer.
Okay, she has qualifications. That's all I can say. She's qualified.
Oh, yeah. She's very active. Definitely. When it comes to storm preparation, when it comes to some of the porch pirate awareness, the price gouging stuff, she's very in the know with all
on
that.
On top of it, not a bad choice. I don't have anything to do with it, but I would say, with my opinion, not a bad choice. Hey, listen, if you're having a problem getting your driver's license reinstated, potential help is on the way. Escambia officials holding a restoration clinic. This will happen March 28th at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown. I'm giving you some time here. The program available to the first 150 people who register online. And I will tell you, I've talked about this for years. Those positions go fast.
Yeah.
If you want to do this, I would highly recommend you jumping on it and take care of business tomorrow.
All righty. And a Florida congressman is thinking of higher office. Republican Corey Mills said Saturday he'll probably run for Senate in 2026. Rubio's seat will become vacant if he's confirmed for that Secretary of State spot we were touching on earlier. And Mills told FloridaPolitics.com, you can probably guarantee my hat is going to be thrown in the ring for 2026.
Now that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm at the edge of my seat right now.
Hey, listen, SoCal business leaders fuming at California's Democratic leadership for not acting sooner to prevent those wildfires and its damage. The message now surfacing, revolt and protest.
Mm.
Aren't you glad you're not living in Southern California this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of finger pointing taking place right now.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden speaking today at the State Department about his foreign policy achievements. The president didn't shy away from a topic he's been heavily criticized for, defending his decision to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan.
For the first president in decades who's not leaving a war in Afghanistan to his successor.
Well, 13 U.S. service members were killed at Abbey Gate in Kabul. An unknown number of Americans were left behind in Afghanistan as the Taliban took control of the country. President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees facing Congress starting tomorrow for confirmation hearings. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer concerned Republicans are moving too quickly without considering these nominees' backgrounds.
The more Senate Republicans try to rush the process without the proper documentation, the more Americans will ask themselves, what are Republicans and their nominees trying to hide?
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court today turning away appeals filed by various oil companies trying to shut down a lawsuit in Hawaii that seeks to hold them accountable for climate change. The decision paves the way for Honolulu now to move forward with a closely watched lawsuit against oil companies like Sunoco and Shell that raise claims under Hawaii state law. The companies argue that climate change is inherently an issue of federal law that should not be addressed by state courts. Moderna is lowering its 2025 sales guidance by roughly $1 billion as it continues to cut costs. The biotech company now expects 2025 revenue to come in between $1.5 and $2.5 billion, most of which will come in the second half of the year. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 350. The S&P was up by 9, and the NASDAQ dropped 73. Crude oil futures for February are under $79 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. On Friday night, with a little over 3 minutes left and a spot in the national championship game on the line on second and goal from the one, Steve Sarkisian elected to line up his QB Quinn Ewers at the 6-yard line and then have him pitch the ball to his running back Quintrevion Weisner, who was 3 yards behind Ewers. The play ended up losing 7 yards. It was an awful play call, and how Sark didn't call a QB sneak or an I formation run on second and goal from the one showed he panicked, and it's still something I can't comprehend. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Hi, I'm Meg. Find out how Wednesday at 10 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will join me on the Pensacola Expert Panel to help you find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's Wednesday at 10 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. It's kind of on the same level, ladies and gentlemen, as the 20-minute drum solo in Inagata De Vita back in 1970.
Well, I was about to say, do you know who this is?
It sounded like Led Zeppelin.
That's exactly who it is.
Yeah, I heard some, the era I heard of some long, Jimmy Page licks in there.
Yeah, the era of long instrumentals.
There you right. go. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Who said culture is dead, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We're whipping out the classics
musical
here.
Culture for you this afternoon.
Yeah, we're not just playing Carly Rae Jepsen and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, thank the Lord. Okay, rough weekend for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola dropped 2 of 3 games against Macon this weekend. Another brutal road trip for the good guys. Ice Flyers facing Fayetteville Friday, Saturday, Sunday before returning to home ice against Evansville. That will be Friday, January 24th. Puck will drop at 7:05 in the Bay Center. And just across the street, don't forget, we touched on this a few minutes ago, Wahoo's getting another Canine Companions influencer puppy. Yeah, the pup will arrive before the baseball season begins, and it'll be trained for the next 18 months at the Blue Wahoo Stadium to become a service dog, and none other than Catherine Daniel. Catherine Daniel from Channel 3. She's the meteorologist from Channel 3. Been there forever, and probably one of the nicest people you ever meet. She's obviously a dog trainer.
Right.
So this is kind of special. Yeah. And I thought that that really kind of transitioned very well into the sports that we had to talk about.
Really?
This afternoon. No, absolutely. Tonight, if you're a Monday night aficionado, I believe this is it for the season, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. You're not sure, but we'll go.
Well, I hesitated because I'm thinking about how many games are left, and I don't think they're going to put any more on Mondays.
I don't think so. We're going to go with this one. All probably right. Jumping down the wrong hole, but probably the last Monday night football game. Maybe a texter can tell us or not. Tonight, Los Angeles, the Rams. It's a home game. Well, kind of. Just a few hundred miles to the east.
Just a smidge.
Yeah, it's over in Arizona. The game's in Arizona tonight. Anyway, Joe Morgan will have the details for us now.
Wild Card Weekend wraps up tonight in Glendale, Arizona, as the Rams take on the Vikings at 8 p.m. Eastern. The NFL moved the matchup away from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, due to the devastating fires in parts of Los Angeles.
You know, every time we suit up, you know, we're the Los Angeles Rams. You know, we play for the people in this community, the people that support us, and this week will be, another example of that, obviously.
That was courtesy of the Rams as quarterback Matthew Stafford spoke to the media Thursday. L.A. enters the game winners of the NFC West, while the Vikings are attempting to recover from a Week 18 loss to the Lions that saw the top seed in the conference slip through their fingers. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, as I said, there's just not enough games left after this week to justify putting one on Monday, because next up is the divisional round. We've got two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Conference championships, both are on Sunday. Pro Bowl's on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay, so you can just 100% confirm that that's the real truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes, that is the last Monday night football game for this season.
Seal it, Dano.
That's that. Well, oh, hold on a minute. It's the last Monday night football game, it's the last Monday night football game of the NFL season.
Ah, yes.
College football season.
Wait a minute. And also in March, UFL.
Oh, well, I was just talking about
in March, the UFL.
I was just talking about next Monday. We got the college football national title game between Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Okay, this is sick. I'm sorry. But that's the only way I can frame this story. A man has been arrested for stalking a rising basketball star. You know who I'm talking about here. How about number 22?
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark.
Jared, a 55-year-old man from Texas was arrested Sunday in Indianapolis on a felony stalking charge after having made alleged threats against basketball phenom Caitlin Clark on X, formerly Twitter. Clark received taunting messages on the social media platform. One read, "Been driving around your house three times a day, but don't call the law just yet." He also allegedly wrote, "I'm getting tickets. I'm sitting behind the bench." Clark told police in Indianapolis, where she plays for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, that out of fear, she had recently altered her appearance when in public. Police tracked the man's internet provider address to a hotel in Indianapolis and arrested him. If convicted, he faces up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Jared Max, Fox News.
I just see a blonde wig.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know if anyone got a shot of her, like any tabloid or any sports social media account, if they got a shot of her somewhere looking different. I don't recall seeing anything. But my goodness, what a weirdo.
I don't. Poor. Can you imagine playing basketball? And then you have that in the back of your mind. I'm sitting behind the bench.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
That's sick.
That's creepy, yeah. Yeah. Very unsettling there. Hopefully that is kept to an absolute minimum.
A disclaimer?
That's all you can say. I mean, hopefully this creep he cuts it out. Anyway.
In other words, just to summarize this, we don't like the guy.
Yes. Another basketball headline for you here. Lakers and Clippers expected to resume playing home games today as crews still battling the Southern California wildfires. NBA reportedly informed the teams over the weekend, and the Lakers have had two home games postponed since the fires began. The Clippers only had one called off, though. Lakers head coach J.J. Redick, as we touched on last week, he and his family lost their home in the Palisades fire. His team set to host the Spurs, while the Clippers will take on the Miami Heat. Both games set to tip off at 9:30.
Okay, hey, can't say I didn't see this coming. One NFL coach will be leaving his team to become a coaching free agent. Jared Max has the story.
The Dallas Cowboys are getting a new head coach. After five seasons, Mike McCarthy is out. NFL Network reports that the sides could not agree on length of contract, and McCarthy will pursue other opportunities. McCarthy's contract expired last week. Now he will become a coaching free agent. The Cowboys had held his negotiating rights through Tuesday night. The Cowboys missed the playoffs this season for the first time since 2020. The team posted a 7-10 record amidst a slew of key injuries. In five seasons as Cowboys coach, Mike McCarthy led the team to the playoffs three times, but only won one out of four postseason games. His regular season record in Dallas, 49-35. Now he is expected to be a candidate for other NFL head coaching positions. Jared Max, Fox News.
And we got another head coaching headline for you here. New England Patriots formally introducing their next head coach. Former linebacker and three-time Super Bowl champion Mike Vrabel was introduced during a press conference at Gillette Stadium, becoming the 16th head coach in franchise history. Vrabel used to coach the Tennessee Titans, and he explained the importance of that journey. He replaces another former Pats linebacker in Gerard Mayo following his firing after just one season. New England now on its third head coach in 3 years after moving on from Bill Belichick. So they're on quite a carousel, it looks like, but Vrabel is a good hire. I think most people wanted him. I thought he was a good fit. And people were wondering why he didn't already have a job. So I think this is a good fixer-upper for him.
And we'll see in 2025 just how accurate that summation is.
Yes, everyone clip this, and we can play it this
time.
We'll
play it back. We'll roll it back. Hey, Meta's massive overhaul of its internal and external policies this week reportedly included the removal... Sit down. Buckle up on this one. The removal of tampons from the men's restrooms.
What?
By last Friday, Meta had ended its major diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Company officials confirmed the move to end its DEI programs will ensure that the company builds teams with the most talented people. LGBTQ employees have gone ballistic with the resignations already in place, while others say they are looking for new employment.
Wow.
That's all you can say. That's it. That's, yeah. You, that's enough.
Just
that's perfect.
Back more into my wheelhouse here.
Yes,
we're just past
miles over. We move forward.
We're just past 5:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, we just have two major issues right now. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, got issues on both roads there, especially Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound, and also traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field. Had an accident reported in that area earlier this afternoon, still causing heavy congestion over there. As for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tuesday, high of 55, low of 41. It's going to be cloudy, but no rainfall.
Wait a minute. Did you tell them about the upcoming weather?
Saturday. We do.
This is where it gets good.
We do have some rainfall over the course of this weekend. It looks like it could be coming in. But then, early next work week, it's going to be getting very cold, lows in the 20s. And you said what? It gets as bad as highs into 30s, right?
39 on Tuesday's your worst day. 39 right. For the high. On Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday's high, 39.
I'm going to be MC and be the host of the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade along with Sue and Vernon Watson downtown.
Right.
It's going to be cold. It happens every year. Here comes the parade. Okay, bundle up.
Gosh.
Anyway, it's going to be, starting the day off Monday morning on MLK Jr. Day, about 27 degrees.
You have fun with that one, brother.
No, I'm telling you, it's a double dose of long draws for that parade, let me tell you. Hey, as President Biden wraps up multiple events this week to say goodbye, the next president, of course, kicking off a week of events leading up to inauguration, Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
This weekend on Saturday, there's a cabinet reception and vice presidential dinner along with fireworks at the Trump National Golf Club in Virginia. Sunday activities include a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery, then a MAGA victory rally at the Capital One Arena in Washington. We will hear from President Trump himself a couple of times Monday after the swearing-in ceremony begins around noon on the Capitol's West Front, and then at the Commander-in-Chief Ball that evening. The day of the inauguration, the president is expected to sign paperwork formally nominating his cabinet picks, and following this week's confirmation hearings, the Senate may confirm certain people as early as Inauguration Day. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm going by just memory here, but we were talking about a story last week where you could get free tickets are free to the inauguration, but they have to be distributed through your local representative from Washington. Mm. Did you take care of that? Did you forget to take care of that? I thought we were doing the show from Washington.
Yeah. We're definitely the big wigs involved with that.
Okay, listen, speaking of big wigs here, quiet weekend at the box office, but Hollywood still managed to bring in millions of dollars. Kathleen Maloney has the story.
Mid-January is often a slow movie-going time of year, and much of Hollywood's attention now is on the wildfires burning in the L.A. region. But one movie managed to rake in some cash at the top of the box office, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera.
There are no dead zones, so we'll have to create one.
You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
It took in more than $15 million this weekend. At number two was Mufasa at $13 million. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is in its fourth weekend and still filling theater seats with $11 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll give you an update on the stock numbers as we do every hour, but also we'll look at some of the other pop culture notes going on, especially with this P. Diddy situation. There is another development in that lengthy lawsuit, all that drama. Details on all that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy,
It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Leo Sayer?
No, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. I was stumped, man.
This is a good guessing game to do.
I knew the song, but and yeah, you're right. It wasn't Leo Sayer.
You're like, what was I thinking?
Didn't even sound anything like Leo Sayer. A new study out showing Florida has some of the fastest growing cities and metropolitan areas in America. What city would you think was the fastest growing out of this whole state of Florida? Think about it. I'll give you a hint.
Alrighty.
Horse. He said horse.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
One more time. Horse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Horse capital of the world, Ocala.
Oh, I didn't know that was
ranked
the horse
as the fastest growing city in the country. A lot of horses down there, let me tell you.
I know that now.
Kissimmee was ranked third on the list. Okay, maybe it wasn't the world's, but they got a lot of horses. Kissimmee was, but I do think it is the horse capital of the world. I'll have to check on that. Maybe we'll have a texter tell us about this. Mm. Anyway, Kissimmee was ranked third, Palm Bay area there on the Space Coast, ranking eighth, Jacksonville 11th. Tampa 12th, Sarasota 15th, Fort Myers 16th, Daytona Beach 23rd, Claremont, Port St. Lucie, and Panama City all were ranked in the top 25 as well. So we had a great representation from fast-growing cities here in the state of Florida.
All righty. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. First off, we'll just give you those stock numbers I wasn't able to give you in our last segment. The Dow gaining 358 points to 42,297. S&P 500 rising 9 points to 5,836. And the NASDAQ falling 73 points to 1,988. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And that looks like that's the only spot that's giving us major issues outside of that intersection with Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for the weather, 50 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 55, low of 41.
Okay. Ever since January 6th, of course, King's Day, Mardi Gras, King Cake Day, and kicking off the Mardi Gras, the carnival season.
Right.
It's full gear down in New Orleans right now. They have a lot of parades, activities. And beside getting ready for Mardi Gras and the carnival, well, here comes Super Bowl on February 9th. So Mardi Gras and Super Bowl and carnival, kind of the three power punches here. New Orleans, of course, has amazing reputation for great food, lively bar scene. Now, the Louisiana Restaurant Association is serving up a way to help the city heal.
The plan in the French Quarter is called Florida Core, a culinary tribute, and it runs through Sunday. Some restaurants will create a special food dish, while bars will mix up a special cocktail. 100% of the money generated is delivered to the Greater New Orleans Foundation's New Year's Day Tragedy Fund to aid victims and their families and those injured or impacted by the early morning attack. Selections include Eggs Benedict at Brennan's to the French 75 Cocktail at Arnaud's to Felix's Barbecued Shrimp and the signature Crab Meat Cheesecake at the Palace Cafe. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I got one for him. I got one for better than him. I go by Pat O's. Okay, it's not on the menu. It's only for a local. And I asked for a Pete's special. Mm. Pete's special.
What's that?
It's got a bunch of 151 in it. And it's very powerful. Don't drink it around a flame.
Yeah.
It's probably the best. But it's called a Pete's special. You're not going to find it. You will not find that on the menu. It's a local drink. But go
it's
in there
like
and
a secret item.
Go in there and ask for a Pete special. Sit down, buckle up, hold on. You'll be screaming at the moon. I promise.
Okay. My goodness. Take Chris up on that while I tell you this story here. Mentioned this before the break. Sean Diddy Combs facing a new lawsuit from a woman who alleges he drugged and assaulted her when she was 16 in the year 2000. Filed in New York Supreme Court, the Jane Doe claims Diddy offered her a ride home from her babysitting job in the same Manhattan building his romantic partner lived in. In a statement to Variety, Combs reps denied the claims. And of course, Diddy already incarcerated in Brooklyn since September on charges of racketeering and sex trafficking.
This is going to be extremely powerful and extremely interesting to watch. Florida state lawmakers could be ordered to begin special work on immigration enforcement that will coincide with expected changes from the incoming Trump administration. Fox's Eben Brown has more on this trending story.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for a special legislative session to begin this month for lawmakers to pass bills requiring local police and governments comply with federal immigration policy under President Trump. He also says there will be money to help with such expenses.
I have a lot of sheriffs out there that are chomping at the bit. They want to be able to help, and they just need a little bit of funding.
Florida continues to run a budget surplus. The governor also wants the legislature to provide more relief to the state's hurricane victims. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
You know, Chris, we've been talking a lot about these Southern California fires, what's been delayed, what hasn't. Well, Netflix's premiere of Meghan Markle's cooking show has been delayed.
Oh, come on.
On Sunday, Netflix announced that With Love, Meghan will now premiere March 4th, not January 15th, due to the devastating wildfires in L.A. The series will feature 8 episodes with the Duchess of Sussex in the kitchen with guest appearances. Last week, Markle and Prince Harry met with L.A. fire victims and first responders working to put out the blazes.
Oh, darn, I had planned my whole weekend around that.
Yeah.
Dadgummit.
I've actually, truth be told, I did not know she was doing a cooking show until today.
I'm with you.
didn't even know that was on the slate.
Wait, we just might be culturally inept. That may be one reason.
I don't know. We played Led Zeppelin earlier. We're pretty in touch.
Yeah, we are cool. Okay, Fearless Community Resource Center, a transitional housing site for men and women, and a haven for people who don't have a home or place to stay, is now opened, 1310 North S Street. This is in Brownsville. Offers beds, foods, and services for people wanting to get back on their feet. The Fearless Community Resource Center. Doing a real nice thing here locally. It's open, 1310 North S Street in Brownsville.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.